Cameron Tournament. Chillicothe and Excelsior Springs. Hornets, the home team, wearing their white uniforms, red numerals, red and black trim. Excelsior Springs, black uniforms, gold numerals, gold and white trim. Sam Webb, the 6'2 junior, with his haircut, he's about 6'4, jumping against Austin Morse. Ball is in the air. Chillicothe played the goal in front of the stage. Wins the tip. Quick move to McKitty. McKitty has the first points of the game. That quick little win the tip and immediately cut to the bucket. That worked for Chillicothe once again. Hornets on top 2-0, 7 seconds into the ball game. Van Fossen tried to dribble drive inside. Called for the walk. Chillicothe's ball leading 2-0. We've played 20 seconds here against Excelsior Springs at the Cameron Tournament. Lamp over baseline to Sharp. Back to Lamp. McKitty up top. Works it over to Lamp. Lamp fakes a tray. Steps around the defender. Knocks in a long-range deuce. Good long-range deuce for Brandon Lamp, and it's 4-0. 7:12 left to play, first quarter. Now the low post, Wilton shut off by Lamp, has to kick it out. Stock pulls it back out between the circles, working against McKitty. Feed inside to Webb. Webb has to track down a loose basketball, saves it from going out of bounds, works it on the baseline. Overload the right side, nothing develops off of it, and Logan Stock pulls it back up top to Wilton. Wilton, the redhead, goes over right side. Posting up, Van Fossen doesn't get it to fall, and referees with the whistle. Jump ball is the call. Possession arrow pointing Excelsior Springs way after Chillicothe won the tip. So Excelsior Springs inbounds it, low post right. Looking for the play to develop. Inbounds it across the paint. McKitty with the steal, and then bodies collide, and that's going to be a foul against Excelsior Springs. Number 23, Logan Stock, who helps the Chillicothe player up. Stock helps McKitty up, and that's always good to see. 4-0 Chillicothe, minute and a half into the ball game, leading Excelsior Springs. Right wing, Snyder turns down a three-point opportunity. Gets the ball back, takes it this time. Nothing but net, Cade Snyder. Yes, yes, yes. And it's a 7-0 lead for Chillicothe. A minute 50 gone in the first quarter. Logan Stock up top works it against McKitty. Goes over right side to Wilton. Up top, drive inside, nothing there. Loose basketball turned over by Wilton. Chillicothe comes up with it. McKitty floats it up and in on the breakaway layup. McKitty has 4, and Chillicothe leads it by 9. 9-0, 5:42. Fadeaway jumper, and Excelsior Springs is on the board with a Logan Stock fadeaway jumper on the right wing. 5:32 left to play in the first quarter. Chillicothe leading 9-2. Sharp goes up top to McKitty. McKitty, yes, 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 top of the key tray. The Tornado. Nate McKitty has 7 of the team's 12, and it's a 10-point lead for Chillicothe. And timeout on the court. We're back in 30 seconds on KCHI. 5:18 left to play in the first quarter. Chillicothe 12, Excelsior Springs 2. Tigers wanted to talk about a couple of things. Logan Stock gets the pass. And the inbounds pass works it between the circles against McKitty. Right side, Van Fossen. Cross court to Wilton. Wilton turned down the tray. Goes over left or right wing to Webb. Tipped out of bounds by hustling Brandon Lamp. Nicely played by the 6'3 junior for Chillicothe. Van Fossen inbounds it on the sideline. Has to go back court to Stock. He'll bring it across with no worries. Right side to Wilton. Wilton, stocky 6-foot senior. Got a good basketball build to him. Moves well. Up top to Pritzel. Pritzel from the free throw line. Twisted up and in. And it's an 8-point lead for Chillicothe. Snyder misses a tray. Right wing. First miss on the floor for Chillicothe. Almost half of the first quarter is gone before Chillicothe misses a shot and was lost out of bounds. Touched last by Webb of Excelsior Springs. They get it in. Bounce pass quickly to Austin Morse. Morse puts it up in the paint. Is fouled. Hacked. And Austin Morse goes to the line to shoot two. 12-4 Chillicothe. First whistle for Sam Webb. Second team foul for Excelsior Springs. And checking in for the Tigers, 15, Anthony Pritzel, younger brother of Connor. Morse's first one is in. Anthony Pritzel checks in for Lyle Van Fossen. So two Pritzels, the 6'4 senior and the 6'1 sophomore, both in the game. Second one doesn't get it to fall. Off the rim for Morse. Sharp tries for the rebound. Can't haul it in. And Excelsior Springs goes down court to Pritzel the younger. Pritzel the older and Pritzel the younger. Feed to Wilton. Wilton throws a fake. Has the shot partially blocked. Chillicothe comes up with it. And a jump ball as Austin Sharp is in there mixing it up. 13-4, Chillicothe leads it by 9. They've led by as many as 10 this first quarter. Scored the first 9 points of the game. And are playing pretty well right now. McKitty looks off a tray, goes inside to Sharp. Off Sharp's fingertips, right underneath the bucket and out of bounds. Missed opportunity for the Chillicothe Hornets there. A turnover for CHS. Logan Stock across the timeline with a right-handed chest-high dribble to go over right side to Pritzel the younger. Anthony Pritzel, the sophomore. Up top to Wilton. He dribbles left wing and a traveling call. And Walker Graves checks in for Chillicothe. And Landon Seeley, a 5'8 freshman for Excelsior Springs. Along with Logan Luttrell for Excelsior Springs. Number 13, a sophomore. Battling a bit of a ankle twist, we understand. Wasn't sure if we're going to see him or not. So fresh legs coming in for both teams. Chillicothe McKitty. Nice drive from the wing. Lays it up and in from the left wing. Circled around the back 40. And he's got 9, and the lead is now 11. 15-4. Logan Luttrell tries to feed Webb. Can't get it to him. For Chillicothe, Cody Evans checks in now, and Brandon Lamp has a breather. So you have Morse, Snyder, McKitty in the game along with Evans and Graves. Inbounds pass goes to Webb. Webb lays it up and in from the right baseline. Sam Webb, nice dribble drive to the bucket for the Tigers. Back to a 9-point lead for Chillicothe. 15-6, 3:10 left to play in the first quarter. Nate McKitty, right wing, looks at the defense, tests it, drives in, bumps it back out to Cody Evans. Evans, quick move to the hole, has it blocked out of bounds, but someone got more than ball, and the foul they are pointing is on the floor before the shot. It is on the floor, so it will be an inbounds play. First foul on Anthony Pritzel, the younger of the two Pritzels. McKitty inbounds it to Snyder, throws a fake, takes the stutter step. See that so many times. You get the ball, you throw a head fake. 9 times out of 10, you're going to be called for a travel. 15-6, Chillicothe, a strong opening to the game. 2:55 left to play, first quarter. Across the timeline, Logan Luttrell. Right side to Seeley, the freshman. Understand Excelsior Springs does have some promise in this freshman and sophomore groups. Coaches pretty pleased with her development so far. Luttrell, top of the circle, goes circle right to the younger Pritzel. Snyder reached in, knocked the ball loose, picked up. Shot by Connor Pritzel. Pritzel the elder, in and out. Ball goes out of bounds. Chillicothe's ball. And now Excelsior Springs wants to try a bit of a press. McKitty to Evans, still backcourt, back to McKitty, spins, serves it up across the timeline to Snyder. Evans the cutter, Evans shot partially blocked by Webb. And here comes Excelsior Springs, Chillicothe leading by 9. Kritzel goes over to Webb, right wing. Drives underneath the bucket, kicks it out up top, and someone pushed off for Chillicothe. And the Hornets will now send in. Who are we going to go with? Ian Smith checks in for Chillicothe. 6'4 junior. So a little bit of beef in there for Chillicothe. Graves and Smith both in there on the post. Tend to take up a little bit of real estate there. Right wing, Pritzel the younger. Up top to Luttrell. Three ball count at Luttrell. Logan Luttrell for three. That closes it to six. Closest it's been since the opening minute. Down court to Ian Smith. And Ian has a great pass given to him and pops it up and in from low post right. And it's an 8-point lead for Chillicothe. 17-9, minute 26 left to play. Excelsior Springs starting to wake up. No sooner do I say that than they throw it to no man's land and right out of bounds. I don't know what they were expecting, but it didn't happen. Lyle Van Fossen checks back in. Sam Webb, the 6'2 junior, checks out. Sporting the 80s kid and play haircut. Evan shy the timeline. Into Lamp, who checked in. Underneath to Ian Smith, powers it up and in. Ian Smith put it up strong, got it to fall. Nice job by Ian Smith, using his size to his advantage. They drive now on the baseline against Walker Graves, and Graves called for the bump. Walker Graves' first foul, second team foul. 19-9, timeout again by Excelsior Springs. Minute one left in the quarter. We're back after this timeout on KCHI. Excelsior Springs takes the full 60-second timeout to talk about their plan for this final minute one of the first quarter. Chillicothe leading by 10, 19-9, a 19-point first quarter. That's pretty good. They get it in the baseline to Wilton, up top to Van Fossen. Trying to set up the three-point play, can't get it. Chillicothe's defense too strong, and Van Fossen didn't keep his trailing foot planted, coughed it up. Jesse Miller in the ball game now for Chillicothe. Up top, Cody Evans. Left side to Lamp. Walker Graves back over to Evans, right wing. Chillicothe resting their starters here. Nice pass from Lamp into the low post and the tank. Walker Graves puts it up and in. A 12-point lead now. Logan Luttrell for the Tigers. Right wing to Seeley, the freshman. Back up top to Luttrell. Evans sticks right with him. Shoots over Evans. Long range deuce not there. Rebound tipped to Miller. And Evans across the timeline. 7, 6, 5 seconds. 4, 3. Puts it up in traffic. Walking is the call. And 2 seconds left in the first quarter. It will be Excelsior Springs. Lyle Van Fossen inbounding in front of me. They get it to Seeley. Seeley running three-pointer at the midcourt stripe is unsuccessful. And a strong start to the ball game. Chillicothe 21, Excelsior Springs 9. We're back in 60 seconds on KCHI.